Alan carried the Stark banner. When she saw him rein in beside Lord Beric to exchange words, it made Sansa feel ever so proud. Alan was handsomer than Jory had been. He was going to be a knight one day. The Tower of the Hand seemed so empty after they left that Sansa was even pleased to see Arya when she went down to break her fast. "Where is everyone?" her sister wanted to know as she ripped the skin from a blood orange. "Did Father send them to hunt down Jaime Lannister?" Sansa sighed. They rode with Lord Beric to behead Sir Gregor Clegane. She turned to Septa Mordane, who was eating porridge with a wooden spoon. "Septa, will Lord Beric spike Sir Gregor's head on his own gate, or bring it back here for the king?" She and Jane Poole had been arguing over that last night. The Septa was horror-struck. "A lady does not discuss such things over her porridge. Where are your courtesies, Sansa? I swear of late you've been near as bad as your sister." "What did Gregor do?" Arya asked. "He burnt down a holdfast and murdered a lot of people, women and children too." Arya screwed up her face in a scowl. "Jaime Lannister murdered Jory and Hewitt and Will, and the Hound murdered Micah. Somebody should have beheaded them." "It's not the same," Sansa said. "The Hound is Geoffrey's sworn shield. Your butcher's boy attacked the prince."